Serious infections that damage the heart, the bones, and joints are surging among people who inject drugs, infections that may require treatment with IV-administered antibiotics for weeks on end. Patients with no history of drug use can leave the hospital and finish that treatment at home, but releasing a current or former drug user with an open IV line has been out of the question. Until now, WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The infection started in a cut on Arthur Jackson's right big toe and worked into the bone. The toe turned black and then had to be amputated. After a week at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Jackson no longer needed round-the-clock nursing care, but he did need 5 more weeks of round-the-clock penicillin. His doctor said Jackson, who is 69, might qualify for a pilot project that lets patients with a history of drug use go home, wearing a pump connected to a PIC line, a sort of IV into Jackson's chest.
First thing I thought was, oh, I could inject heroin in here easily. But I dismissed that thought because I'm not going back.
Back to 40 years of living from one heroin fix to the next. With the exception of one relapse, Jackson says he has not used drugs in 12 years.
When it comes to my recovery, I'm serious because I've done so much to lick this thing.
Like starting and staying on buprenorphine, a medication that curbs heroin cravings. And with that, Jackson meets the first criteria for this very unusual Brigham program. Patients with a history of drug use who want to go home with an open line into a major vein must agree to take a medication to treat their addiction. Second, these patients must check in at a Brigham addiction clinic weekly. And finally, they must have a stable home shared with a sober friend or loved one.
So move around as much as you want.
Jackson has a small studio apartment in Roxbury, but he lives alone. Still, he persuaded doctors that he'd be best off here, so he could visit his 93-year-old mother daily and attend his regular Narcotics Anonymous meetings.
I had to be home to feed my fish and, and my cat. I guess the best way to put it is I have a life, and I need to get back to it.
Jackson's illness was not related to drug use, but infections are common and rising for people with a history of injecting drugs. A study out of North Carolina found a 12-fold increase in endocarditis, a heart infection, within one decade. Dr. Kristen Price says virtually every patient who comes into the Brigham's Bridge Clinic for help with a substance use disorder has some kind of infection.
There's bacteria on your skin, and so you're introducing bacteria directly into the bloodstream. So every time someone uses injection drugs, they're putting themselves at risk for a very complicated infection.
Price says the standard treatment for a serious bacterial infection, which is weeks of IV antibiotic treatment delivered in some type of hospital room, often doesn't work for her patients.
They kind of get stir crazy. You can imagine it's almost like being sort of held captive for 6 weeks, especially when you're feeling fine now because the infection's clearing. A huge problem is that some of them leave.
Not finishing their course of antibiotics, putting the patient at risk for a repeat infection and a return trip to the hospital. So Price and colleagues developed the requirements, the ones Arthur Jackson had to meet, and began talking to specialists, surgeons, and nurses who would need to buy in so their patients with a history of drug use could participate.
A lot of people did sort of look aghast. It was just their policy that anybody with a history of injection drug use just would not go home.
In the spring of 2018, Price and other supporters enrolled a few patients, and then a few more, admittedly cherry-picking those who wanted to be in treatment and who had a safe home. They're finding success after enrolling even the most challenging patients. Among 21 active drug users, all but one completed the treatment at home. That patient was readmitted. Price says there have been 3 relapses, but no one used the PIC line.
I think we've shown through this pilot that it is safe and feasible for certain patients.
And saves money. Price estimates $866,000 in savings based on the number of days these patients spent at home rather than in a hospital bed. Medical ethics experts say cutting costs is fine, but the main question must be whether sending patients who've injected drugs at home with an open IV line does more good than harm. Dr. Sarah Hull is a cardiologist and bioethicist at Yale School of Medicine.
The key here is rather than relying on emotional arguments or knee-jerk reactions, I think it's really critical that we use an evidence-based approach to making sure that we're treating these patients appropriately.
But there's the rub. The Brigham plans to publish results from this pilot. A few studies show the approach has promise, but with only a handful of hospitals in the U.S. releasing current or former injection drug users with a PICC line, the research is limited. What nurses and doctors do know is that infection rates among drug users are rising and that too many are not getting or completing needed treatment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.